弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you all.
感谢主赐给我们一个阳光普照的安息日。
Thank God for giving us such a sun-filled winter day.
弟兄姐妹可以在会堂一起来敬拜神。
And on the Sabbath day, we can all gather in the chapel to worship God.
每个安息日都是喜乐的日子，也是我们得福的日子。
And every Sabbath is full of joy and a day of blessing.
愿主他的恩惠与我们同在。
And may the God's grace be with us.
现在小弟奉主耶稣圣名来谈我该做什么才能得永生。
Now in the name of Jesus Christ, I would like to ask the sermon, what shall I do to have eternal life?
这要继续我们从昨天开始的主题，有人来问耶稣。
And this continues on what we discussed last night. There is a man who came to ask Jesus.
主耶稣传福音的时候，有许多人特地来找他问问题的。
When Jesus was preaching the gospel, many people came to question him.
有人是专门来找麻烦的，要来试探他。
And some people question him because they want to make trouble for him. They want to test him.
其实也有人真的想要了解耶稣所讲的天国的福音的。
But there are others who truly wanted to understand the salvation.
我们今天早上就来谈三个人，他们来问耶稣。
And today we're going to talk about three people who asked a question to Jesus.
他们所说的都跟永生有关系的。
And all they ask have to do with their eternal life.
因为要得永生如果没有遵守神的话是不可能的。
Because it is impossible to attain eternal life without obeying the words of God.
主耶稣基督他来，在约翰福音就说他是要赐给人永生的。
In John, it says that Jesus came to earth to give eternal life.
约翰福音第三章的第十六节。
In John chapter 3,
在布道会的时候，我们通常都会用到的。
16, we use this verse very often in our evangelism service.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
第十七节说，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
我们就看到这里主耶稣来了，凡信他的要得永生。
So you see that whoever comes to God, God will give him eternal life.
主来了不是要定的罪，是要让我们得救。
God comes not to make us pay for our sin, but to save us.
所以我们就看到这个得永生跟得救它在这里是同意思。
So we see that being saved equates to having eternal life in these verses.
那这里得救意思就是从罪里面被救出来。
So being saved means being saved from sin.
本来是在人是在罪里面挣扎的。
For man was struggling in sin.
现在主耶稣来了，他要把我们从罪恶当中拉出来。
But Jesus comes to pull us out from sin.
那拉出来之后，你看，这里就得救，他现在还要让我们得到永远的生命。
He pulls us out and saves us, but now he wants us to have eternal life.
我们现在活在世上，我们是有这个肉体的生命啊。
We live on this earth with a physical body.
这个肉体的生命有一天会朽坏。
And one day this physical body will corrupt.
因为我们人从尘土被造出来有一天也要归于尘土。
For we are made out of dust, and one day we will return to dust.
但是当肉体归于尘土的时候，从神来的这个灵，这个永远的生命，我们要重新领受，要进到神，回到神那边去。
But as our physical body deteriorates, our soul would receive this eternal life to go into God.
所以第十八节说，信他的人就不被定罪，那不信的人罪已经定了。
So that's why it says that whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned.
不信的人罪已经定了，就是本来就在罪里面。
For whoever don't believe in him is condemned, means he was already in sin.
在罪里面，最后结局一定是死亡。
And if you're sin, the result is death.
但是信的人就不会被定罪，就是要得救。
Whoever believes in him is not condemned. That means they're being saved.
那现在这个神所派来的这个儿子今天我们所认识的就是主耶稣基督了。
And God sent His Son, whom we recognize today as Jesus Christ.
那其实他就是神自己本身。
He is God Himself.
带了一个独生子的这个很重要的这个角色进来。
He took a position of the only Son into the world.
要让我们可以了解说，什么才叫做神的儿子。
So that we can realize what it means when we say God's son.
做什么才能够真的成为神的儿子？
And what we should do in order to be God's son.
我们如果是神的儿子，我们必定有永生。
For if we are God's sons, we will have eternal life.
因为我们的父亲就是那个天父，他是永远的生命。
Because our Father is the heavenly Father who holds eternal life.
那我们再看约翰福音五章的第二十四节。
Let's also look at John chapter 5, verse 24.
约翰福音五章二十四节
John 5:24
二十四节我实实在在的告诉你们那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生不至于定罪是已经出死入生了
I tell you the truth whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned he has crossed over from death to life
二十五节我实实在在的告诉你们时候将到、啊、现在就是了使人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
I tell you the truth, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
二十六节，因为父怎样在自己有生命，就赐给他的儿子也照样在自己有生命。
26. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself.
你看这里两次主说我实实在在的告诉你们啊。
So here it says, I tell you the truth.
又听我话，这个是儿子的所说的话。又信差我来者的，就是这个天父，他说就有永生。
So whoever hears my word, that is the Son's word, and believes him who sent me, who is God, has eternal life.
那就不会被定罪，是已经出死入生了。
He will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life.
也就是说，就是要离开死亡，进入永生里。
Meaning they will escape death and enter into eternity.
这是主他宣告，也是应许。
And this is God's proclamation and His promise.
但时候到了。
That when the time comes.
现在就是了。
And actually, it has come.
现在使人听见神的儿子的声音，听见就活。
That the dead, if they hear the Son's words, they will listen and live.
所以这里的听见，不是像听新闻听听就算了的。
So here the hear.Means not just like you're hearing a news.
听见表示听了要去做的。
You hear the word and you do it.
是真正听进去的。
You hear it and it's inside of you.
知道说主耶稣在讲什么。
You understand what Jesus Christ is talking about.
什么叫做得永生
？And what does it mean to have eternal life?
要怎样做才会得到
？What should you do to receive eternal life?
我们现在来看马太福音第十九章。
Now let's look at Matthew, chapter 19.
主传福音的当世代。许多这个神的选民他们都很熟悉当时候的旧约圣经就是他们的圣经就是我们现在的旧约圣经
So the people at that time were very familiar with their Bible or their old what we consider the Old Testament
他们其实是很在意在读神的话的
In fact, they place emphasis on reading the words of God
我们来看第十九章十六节
Let's look at Matthew chapter 19, verse 16.
十六节有一个人来见耶稣说：“夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生
？”Now a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?"
这件事情在马可福音的第十章、路加福音的十八章都有记录。
This is also recorded in Mark 10 and Luke 18.
在路加福音呢，特别又强调说，这个人其实是少年人，财主又是当官的。
In fact, in 18, it emphasized he was a young, rich ruler.
在当时候其实他是很让人羡慕的。
So he has a lot of admiration from people at that time.
年纪轻轻的就是财主。
He is so young, and yet he's a ruler.
他又财主了，他又是当官的，又有权柄。
That means he has some official position, and he has some power.
所以今天你看多少人，他们透过各种机会期待说能够。他们说能够拥有足够财务可以提早退休。
How many people want to, achieve power and money, and so that they can retire early?
好，那如果有时间，他接下去就参与这个政事。
And then if they have extra time, they can do other stuff.
然后就开始发挥影响力。
And then they can try to expand their.
哇、哦，你看多少人在这个世界里面争逐，其实就是为了这一些东西。
And you see how many people struggle so hard just for these things.
通常都离不开财富、名声、影响力。
They want power. They want fame, and they want ability to influence.
就是要有钱呢、啊。
And they have and also money.
哦，所以多少人今天用各种方法，希望能够变成有钱人。
So you see how many people use all sorts of different ways to become rich.
然后之后就要展现他的影响力了。
And then now then they want to show off themselves.
这个人是其实是这样子的。
So you see that this is this person.
他来问耶稣。
He came to ask Jesus.
啊，他是带着一个期待来问主。他说：“夫子，老师，我应该做什么善事才能得永生？”
So he came to ask him and said, "Teacher,What can I do to have eternal life?"
他所问的话其实已经说明他事实上是他想要得永生。
So just based on his question, we see he wants.
就是有永生很重要。
That eternal life is very important.
因为现在有钱，或者是当官有掌权，这个都是暂时的。
Because now he has money and he's also official, but that is very temporary.
他想要有永生。
He wants eternal life.
那他现在也承认说他自己是没有永生的。
And he also realized he does not have eternal life.
如果他有永生，他就不会这样问啊。
For if he does have eternal life, he wouldn't ask this question.
哦，这个人不是来刁难，不是来故意试探耶稣的。
So this person is asking in earnest. He's not trying to test Jesus.
好，那他的概念里面，他所问的话又说明了，他认为说我做善事才可以得永生。
And based on what he says, you see that his concept is if I have done good things, then I will receive eternal life.
那他现在不知道说应该做什么善事才足够让他够资格得永生。
But he did not know how much good things he should do to be adequate to qualify for eternal life.
这个，所以通常他问的话哈，你就知道说他的观念是什么。
So based on his question, you can see where his thinking is.
那其实主他当然知道，他马上看出来这个人的问题啊。
But Jesus saw his problem at once.
啊，好，那接下去主就一一的教导他。
So you see that Jesus follow up trying to teach him.
第十七节
Verse 17.
你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的。
What do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied, "There is only one."
只有一位是善的，这是至善，其他的都不是。
Only one is good. No, nothing else is good.
好，然后所以主耶稣先要定义说什么叫要搞清楚什么叫做善呢
？So first, he wants to clarify what it means to be good.
好，你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。
If you want to enter life, obey the commandments.
所以现在主特别跟他强调说，你为什么称我？其实这一句话有不同的抄本。他说，你若是你为什么称我是良善的啊？只有一位是善的，意思就是说，其实，在我们今天世人，没有一个是义的，没有一个是善的，每一个人在罪里面哪有什么好？
So actually one translation is, why do you call me good? There is only one who is good, meaning that all of us, none of us are good, we're all mirrored in sin.
表示说，现在要注意，就是说，只有神才是善的源头。
That means we must know that only God is the fountain of goodness.
只有
the source of goodness.
对，神，一切的善都要从神来了。
That all source of goodness is from God.
今天有时候很多人也在追求要做善事。
Many people are pursuing to do good things.
但他的善事哈，不是真正的善，他后面有目的的。
But their good deeds are actually not that good. They have motives behind them.
一时的善容易，但是要一辈子都行善事，这不容易的。
It's very easy to do one kind act, but very difficult to do kindness.
这个人现在有需要，我有一些能力，我帮助他，这行善事啊。
A person has a need. I use my ability to help him, and that's considered kindness.
但是这样的帮助能够维持多久
？But how long can you support and have this help?
那又能够扩及多少人
？And how many people can you help?
其实我们每一个人的善能力都有限的。
Actually, we all have limits on our kindness.
我们人又在转变啊，我们人时常每天都在变化。
Because as people, we change.
哦，这个时候我们觉得说这件事很好，应该这个应该帮助，但是下一个时段可能不是这样想。
Perhaps at this time we feel this is good and I should help, but we might not think the same way in a different period of time.
因为我们人会变。
Because as humans we change.
但是神是不会变的。
But God does not change.
所以昔在、今在、以后永在的神，他是永远不变。
So he's here and now, tomorrow and forever. He will never change.
神的善永远不会褪色的。
And that his kindness would never fade away.
所以只有一位是真正善的源头，就是神本身。
So there's a source of goodness, and that is God Himself.
然后，所以其实主的意思是说，你今天如果离开了神，其实是没有善可言的。
So Jesus is saying, if you leave God, then you will be cut off from the source of goodness.
所以只有一位是善的，要记住。
So you have to remember, there is only one who is good.
真正的善，一定是要跟神联系上有关系。
Whoever is truly good is connected to God.
我们今天要帮助人，你说我们常常讲，你给他一条鱼，你还不如教他怎么钓鱼嘛。
Don't we have this saying that says instead of giving someone a fish, teach him how to fish?
好，我们今天帮助他一个善事，这个时候他需要。但是以后呢？他要找谁
？We help him now because he has a need. But what about in the future? Who can he turn to?
真正能够持续下去的善事是要他跟神有连接。
So to be truly good is that you have to continuously have a connection to God.
好，那所以现在主跟他说，你如果要得永生就要遵守诫命。
So now Jesus said, if you want to have eternal life, you have to observe the commandments.
要引导他的那个思绪，然后真的去想说他应该做什么。
So to really think about what he must do.
你看主他是用那个假设语气，他说你若要进入永生。
He is the if then clause here. If you want eternal life.
你如果真的是想要了哈。
If you really want it.
你要知道我们有时候人问问题，有时候随便问一问呐。
You know, sometimes when you ask questions, we just randomly ask questions.
不是当真的，是问问你的意见呢。
We don't really take it to heart. We just want your opinion.
对不对？今天有很多人是用这种想法的。
A lot of people use this type of thinking nowadays.
但主他看到人的心呢，他就说：“你如果真的想要得永生啊，接下去你应该这样做。”
But God looks into the heart and understands the heart and says, "If you truly want eternal life, then this is what you must do."
一样，我们现在先跳过去看第二十五节。
If we skip forward to 25,
你看。门徒，当然我们知道这个结局，这个人后来走掉了。
We know the ending. This person walked away.
当这人走掉的时候，彼得哈门徒他们就问很稀奇的跟主耶稣说。
And after he walked away, the disciples were astonished and asked Jesus in 25.
这样谁能得救呢
？Who then can be saved？
因为主耶稣是说，这个财主要进天国是很难。
Because it's so difficult for this rich ruler to go into heaven.
那他们就，当然这个有钱人走掉了嘛，他们就很，主耶稣讲的话是说，那个骆驼穿过针的眼比财主进天国还容易啊。
In fact, Jesus said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
那二十五节，那门徒就说，那这样谁能得救
？And so in 25, disciples said, "Who can be saved?"
好，那我们现在就看，最开始这个人是说我要得永生。
So you see that this man first started off with saying he wants eternal life.
主耶稣告诉他怎么做。
And Jesus told him what to do.
好，之后他走掉了。
So then he walked away.
然后主耶稣说，财主要进天国很难。
Then Jesus said it's so difficult for a rich man to enter heaven.
所以现在永生跟进天国。
So now eternal life and entering the kingdom of God.
要进天国，然后现在门徒的想法是说，那这个叫得救。
So in the disciples' mind, he's thinking entering the kingdom of God is equating to getting eternal life.
就是说真正的得救
，to truly be saved.
不是只是说我今天在世上有一个困难，我就被救出来，我离开那个困难，这个叫今天我们所看到的得救。
Not the saving that we're thinking of, in which we encounter a problem and we're saved from our problem.
所以我们现在所看到这个永生，一定跟进入神的国度有关系，而且这个叫真正的得救。
And so we see that this eternal life has to do with entering the kingdom of God as the true salvation.
这个是跟灵魂 的归宿有关系的。
And this has to do with our soul.
好，那主耶稣，你看他对这个人说，你要得永生很简单，你遵守诫命。
So Jesus said, you know, it's easy, just obey the commandments.
好，那他就说啊，那什么诫命啊
？So the man asked.What are the commandments?
好，那主接下去所讲的话，基本上就是十诫里面的后面五诫。
And so the commandments that Jesus listed are really the five, the ten commandments, but the last five.
因为第十九节说要孝敬父母，这是第五诫。
To honor parents is five.
好，那第十八节说不可以杀人，第六戒。
Don't murder, that's six.
不可以奸淫，第七戒。
Don't commit adultery, that's the seventh commandment.
不可以偷盗，第八戒。
Don't get steal, eighth.
不可以做假见证，陷害人，这是第九戒。
Don't give false testimony, that's the tenth commandment.
好，那第十戒大家记得吗？
Do you remember the ten commandments?
第十戒是什么？
What's the tenth commandment?
因为他这里没有写啊。
Because it did not say here.
啊，第十戒，如果你自己去找出埃及记二十章，他是写什么？
What is it in Exodus chapter 20?
他说你不可以贪恋别人的房屋、田产、妻子、儿女、
do、
牛羊仆婢，什么你不是你的，你不要去贪呢、啊。
Do not covet your neighbor's house, wife, or anything that does not belong to you.
是你要小心，不要贪心。
But you shouldn't be greedy.
那今天你看，这个主最后他补了一句说，你要爱人如己。
So now, but the Lord is saying, love your neighbor as yourself.
啊，如果今天如果贪心的人呢，很难，
Because、
很难爱人如己。
Very difficult for a greedy man to love others like
himself. 最好我都有，别人都没有，没关系。
Because it's better for him to have everything.
所以有时候那个贪心的人呢，他会变得真的变得很自私的。
So you see someone who's greedy can also be very selfish.
他都只有想到自己，不会想到别人。
Because he only thinks of himself and not others.
哦，所以主他基本上跟他讲就是这个跟人有关系的这个诫命。
So you see that Jesus is telling him the commandments that has to do with relationship with other people.
那为什么前面四戒一到第一戒到第四戒不讲呢？
How come Jesus did not mention commandments number 1 to 4?
这个人他其实是守律法的。
Because this man, he obeys the law.
他从小都知道说要敬畏神，独一的神。
He from a young age know to honor God, the only true God.
不可以拜偶像。
Do not worship idols.
不可以妄称神的名。
And do not misuse the God's name in vain.
哦，第四戒说不一定要守安息日。
And the fourth is obey the Sabbath.
所以主耶稣跟他强调说，你要小心，你跟人的关系要能够做得对。
So Jesus is reminding him that you have to be careful that you to have a good relationship with man.
好了，这个人听完之后，第二十节就说，这一切我都遵守了，那还缺少什么？
So in 20, the young man heard this and said, all these I have kept, what do I still lack?
那基于他的观念里面就是说，所诫命这个我都有了，那有什么问题呢？这个没有问题啊。
So you see the young man has this concept that, oh, I already keep all these commandments, that's no problem at all.
他其实讲这句话，其实意思是说他是很有把握的。
So he said this sentence because he is very confident in himself.
他不会觉得说他除了这个之外，他应该要再另外做什么才有办法得永生？其实他这样想。
He does not feel like he needs to. He's lacking in anything. It's like what else can he do to get eternal life?
那主耶稣哈，其实你知道在马可福音里面，你就看到主看着他哦，就爱他。
In Mark, it records that Jesus looked at him and loved him.
然后就跟他说：“你如果愿意做完全人，第二十一节说，你要这样做，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，然后有财宝积在天上，你还要来跟从我。”
And it says in Mark, one thing you lacked, he said, go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me.
主耶稣最后在第十九节补上了一句说：“你要爱人如己。”哈。
You see that you have to love other people as yourself.
那最其实他当时不会认为说他爱的不够了。
So you see that he did not feel he's lacking in love.
好，那现在主跟他说，你如果要做完全人，一样哦，这是一个就是一个疑问，就是一个假设，去你如果要真的成为完美的。
So here is another clause. If you want to be perfect,
那你现在就真的要去将你所有的去分给穷人。
Then you have to give all your possessions to the poor.
然后去把这个财宝积在天上。
So then that you have these treasures in heaven.
那意思就主意思就是说，你现在在地上很富有，但是你在天上其实不是，你是贫穷的，还是贫穷的。
So what Jesus is saying that even though you're very rich on earth, yet you are poor in heaven.
那主跟他说，你如果要做完全人，表示说他现在认为说他已经遵守了这个诫命，在主的眼光里面，其实这个不叫做完美。
So Jesus said, if you want to be perfect, meaning that even though this young man had keep all the commandments, he is not perfect in the eyes of God.
如果只是守诫命，就是说，哎，这个白纸黑字说这个不可以做，那个不可以做，我做了，我都照样遵守了。
If it's just a black and white, yes, I kept the commandments, or no, I didn't keep the commandments.
那我们总总是说我都做到了。
Then we can feel that, oh, we have accomplished everything.
但是主说这个还不够完美呢。
But Jesus is saying this is not perfect enough.
就是说，如果人只是想说我遵守诫命，这是律法上写的，说哪一条我这样做了，这个在神眼中这个还不完美，这个其实是人该尽的义务而已。
So it is not enough that man just keep the commandments. Yes, I did this law, or yes, I kept that law. In eyes of God, that is still not perfect, not complete.
那现在主跟他说，你要去变卖所有的，去分给穷人。
So now Jesus tells him, you have to go and sell everything you have to give to the poor.
那现在为什么他不完美？就是说，你如果要做完全人，你还不是完全，原因就是什么？因为你一直想要拥有更多属自己的东西啊。
You want to be perfect, but you're not perfect. Why? Because you keep wanting more.
那你现在要采取一个改变，你现在去要分给一些人。
So now you need to change yourself, and that you need to give to other people.
然后你如果这样做，就有财宝积在天上了。
And if you do this, then you will have treasures in heaven.
那表示说，他现在如果真的照主这样做，哎，那这个财宝积在天上。就是他认为说，我今天要得到永生哦，我天上一定要富足了。这是主耶稣的意思。
So Jesus is telling him that if he have treasures in heaven, then he will have abundance and riches in heaven.
啊，那你就是天上的财富哦，是要怎么得到？是要转变地上的这些财富，展现爱心。所累积而成的。
And how do you get these heavenly riches? You have to take these earthly riches and change it, using kindness to change it into the heavenly treasures.
这个是跟主耶稣他所说的，因为我们在地上的这些财富哈，会有虫子咬，会有小偷来偷。
This is what Jesus is saying, that robbers can steal your treasures and worms can eat up your riches.
财富如果只是在地上，有一天会消失，会失去价值。
That if your riches is only on earth, one day it will disappear or lose its value.
但是如果把这个财地上的财物把它转成到天上去的，把它放到天国里面，就是借着这个帮助人哦，就转成在天上了，就永存了。
But if you take this physical money, riches, and convert it by helping others with kindness, then it will convert to heavenly treasures in heaven.
你看主耶稣他不是这样说吗？
Did not Jesus say this?
你看他在马太福音第六章
in Matthew chapter 6,
第十九节
verse 19,
到二十一节，这个就论真财富
to 20, talking about all these the true treasures in heaven.
不要一直只是在地上积攒钱财啊。
That you should not just store for yourself treasures on earth.
要把钱财积在天上
but put it in heaven.
啊，第二十一节主的意思是说。你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
如果我们现在把地上的财富都把它转成在天上去的，我们整个心都会在天上，我们都会想要向往进天国。
If we convert our earthly riches into riches in heaven, then our heart will be in heaven, and we want to go there.
这就是我们今天把从神所得到的，把它用在主的身上，照主的吩咐去做。
That we are taking what we see from God and using on God and doing according to God's will.
所以记住，我们要做这个转换，这个就是奉献，这个就是照主的吩咐去行我们该做的善。
So when we convert our treasures, when we give tithe, and this is something that God wants us to do.
好，看回来第十九章，主最后跟他说：“你还要来跟从我。”
And in chapter 19, it says, "Still and come, follow me."
你现在整个心，你说我现在把它分我的财物分给穷人，但是你现在重点是你心里在想什么
？So even if today you give all your riches to the poor, but the main point is, what is your heart? What are you thinking?
保罗在哥林多前书十三章，他这样说。
Paul in 1 Corinthians said,
我们看哥林多前书第十三章
1 Corinthians chapter 13
十三章第一节到第三节
verse 1-3
这里是保罗用了假设我如果能够怎样
Again, Paul uses the phrase if, then, here also
第一节是说我如果有可以说万人的方言就是他非常有才华
If I speak the man of tongues of man and angel, meaning that he's very eloquent in speech.
第二节说，我如果有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘，非常有属灵的智慧。
If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mystery, meaning he has high spiritual knowledge.
又非常有信心。
And he had faith, the faith
能够移山。
That can move mountains.
第三节说，我如果有这个样，我能够把我所有的都把它周济给穷人。
If I can give all I have to the poor.
而且还不止这样，说我舍身叫人焚烧。
And not only that, but surrender my body to the flames.
这个已经非常非常不简单了。他把所有的周济穷人，又愿意舍弃生命啊。
How difficult this already is. He's giving everything to the poor and he's giving up his body to the flames.
所有这一些，保罗都说，就算做出去，如果没有爱，这一切根本就没有价值。
But Paul said, if I had not love, then none of this matter, none of this has value.
那现在问题就在说，做这样做，做到这个程度，又没有爱，那是有什么？
So if you can do this, but you have not love, then what is it for?
我可以说万种方言，我可以有信心，那我又可以这样子愿意周济穷人，请问目的在哪里？
If I can speak in tongues, you have the gift of prophecy, and I can give all my riches to the poor, what is the motive here? What's the goal?
所以你看保罗他用意，他是要强调爱到底有多重要。
So Paul wants to emphasize how important love is.
所以现在你看主跟他说，你还要来跟从我。
So here you see Jesus tells him, you come follow me.
表示说，其实真正重点是，这当中要看到主耶稣基督，他如何彰显爱。
So the main point of it is to look at Jesus and show the love.
主做这一切，基本上都是出于爱而做出来的。
That the Lord does all this out of love.
就是如果没有爱，主，你看天上的神，他为什么要来到人间受苦？
If there's no love, why would God come down from heaven to suffer hardship here?
所以我们才会说，耶稣基督就是神的奥秘。
So that's why we say Jesus Christ is God's mystery.
他神成为人，又成为罪人，被钉十字架，这个叫做爱，什么叫做神的爱
？God turning to man and man dying for us on the cross is love.
就是今天我们效法主耶稣基督，其实就是要看到这个爱是何等的珍贵。
Today we follow Jesus Christ because we see how precious love it is.
如果有主耶稣这个爱，其实主所说的这一切都容易的。
If we have the love of Jesus Christ, then everything that he says here is very easy.
他就可以放弃，就像主放弃他离开他天上的宝座，他放弃天上的这个荣耀，他成为卑微。
Just like Jesus Christ left his glorious throne and came and humbled himself on earth.
所以最重要就是他要能够看到主，他心里面要真的想要去活出主耶稣的所呈现的这个爱的生命。
Meaning that he has to see Jesus Christ and live the life of love that Jesus Christ is living.
你来跟从我，那主耶稣他在地上的时候，他过的是没有放枕头的地方，到处去传福音漂流的。
Then you come follow me, but the life Jesus was living there, he had no place to rest his head and he travels.
主又是都被人家讨厌的。
And people despise him.
很多人都故意要找他麻烦。
And people purposely try to find trouble.
所以跟从主不是享受荣耀，不是说哇这样子到处被人家这样子捧到天上去。
So it's not luxury, comfort, and attention you're getting from following Jesus.
也就是说，接下去是要忍受苦难呢。
That when you follow Jesus, you have to suffer.
主耶稣在传福音的过程当中所遭遇到的，相信这个人应该很了解。
So this person should probably realize all the troubles that Jesus had in his life.
当主耶稣这样讲，他就把永生跟他说，永生跟耶稣联系在一起了。
When Jesus Christ connected eternal life with Jesus,
你如果要得永生，做到这一切，最后一步一定要跟从耶稣。
That if you want to get eternal life, you need to do all this, and the last step is to follow Jesus.
因为如果跟从主，这个就是所有善的源头。
If you follow the Lord, the source of all kindness, goodness,
生命从他来
，and the life comes from him.
跟着他。永生就没问题了。
If you follow him, then there's no problem for you to have.
跟着主耶稣的教训去走。
If you follow Jesus' teaching,
最后在这个世上的生命就是变得很丰盛的。
Then you will have an abundant life on earth.
虽然可能别人看来没有什么财富。
Maybe to other people you look like you have nothing.
甚至会被人家轻视，但是没关系。
Maybe other people will look down on you, but it's okay.
所以主耶稣已经跟他明示说，永生是要怎样才有了。
So Jesus Christ described to him clearly what it means to get eternal life, what to do to get eternal life.
很可惜，十九章二十二节，这个少年人听见这话就忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。
But unfortunately, when the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth.
产业很多，所以我们这里看到说，这个产业多，其实接下去主说财主哈要进天国很难，就在这里。
So this man had great wealth, and this is why Jesus follow up with how difficult it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
主耶稣，你看他指示这么清楚，这个人最后走掉了。
Look at Jesus Christ. He spoke so clearly, but at the very end, the young man left.
这看到一个我们料想不到的结局了哈。
So this comes to a conclusion.
他这个人，他其实真正想什么
？What this young man is truly thinking?
他其实不是真的要得永生。
Actually, he does not truly.
他也不是真的相信主耶稣的。
Want eternal life? Nor does he truly believe in Jesus.
因为他没有办法改变他的想法。
Because he cannot change his thinking.
就是说，他认为很重要的，他放不下。
Meaning that what he considered the most precious, he's still unable to let it go.
他认为所拥有的，他放不下了。
What he has, he cannot put it down.
所以我们都说，如果放不下，就得不到。
So we say, if you cannot put it down, then you cannot receive.
要愿意舍去，才有办法得到。
You're willing to lose it to get it.
所以中文说舍得哈，要舍才得啊。
That is why there's a saying that says you have to lose it to get it.
你看，我们今天有很多时候，我们放不下，就得不到。
A lot of times we're able to let something go, so we can't get it.
我们今天要得到属灵的能力，要怎样
？Today to get spiritual power, what should we do?
要愿意把我们的时间放下来，在神面前。
We need to
把世界的事情先放着，跪在神面前。
Set aside worldly tasks, have time in front of God.
我们要真的能够得到神的祝福，我们要愿意放下我们的观念。
If we truly want God's blessing, we have to let go of our concept.
然后要来遵守主所说的，照着去做。
We have to follow and do what Jesus Christ says. 好，
所以主耶稣他最后跟门徒说，这个财主进天国很难。
So at the end, Jesus said to his disciples how difficult it is for this rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
其实主是说。这个在人不能，但在神凡事都能。
But Jesus is trying to say, with man it's impossible, with God all things are possible.
因为门徒他们就很自然的想说，那这样要怎样谁能得救呢
？Because very naturally the disciple thought, who then can be saved?
如果真的愿意来跟从主的，是绝对可以。
Those who are truly willing to follow Jesus can accomplish this.
所以这个就是我们今天。要思想我们现在信仰到底在追求什么
？So we must ponder what exactly are we pursuing for in our faith today.
那主耶稣讲了这个要遵守诫命，然后最后还要来跟从他，要爱人如己，还要跟从他。
And what Jesus said about the commandments to keep the commandments and at the very end follow him.
所以得永生跟诫命有关系的。
So eternal life has to do with keeping the commandments.
跟从主有关系啊。
And it also has to do with following Jesus.
跟我们看待这个世上的这一切，我们认为有价值的有关系啊。
And also has to do with what we consider valuable in this world.
好，我们现在看马太福音第二十二章。
Now let's flip to Matthew chapter 22.
来看另外一个人，他来问耶稣。
We are going to study another person who had a question for Jesus.
他来问，就是有目的的。
And their motive in asking.
第三十四节是二十二章的第三十四节。
Matthew chapter 22, verse 34.
法利赛人听见耶稣堵住了撒杜盖人的口，他们就聚集。内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说。
34. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. 35. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question.
36. 夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的？
36. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?
37. 耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
37. Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
38. 这是诫命中第一，也是最大的。
This is the first and the greatest commandment.
39. 说，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
39. And the second is this, Love your neighbor as yourself.
事实说，这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
40. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
这个 当时候犹太人哈，这些法利赛人他们把整个律法哈，把它归纳613条。
At that time, the Pharisees and Sadducees had put together the law as for 613.
613条里面有248条是你一定要这样做。
Different rules, and out of these, 248 are things that they must keep.
365条是你不可以做这些。
So 365 are things they should not do.
248加365就是613。
So if you add 248, it comes out to 631.
然后犹太人说，他们用希伯来文去看十诫，最开始的十诫，出埃及记二十章所写的，希伯来文每一字去算，全部的字就是613字。
And so if you look at this in the Hebrew text, the Ten Commandments, if you count the characters, it's 631.631 letter.
那这个摩西五经里面所整理的，告诉我说什么应该做，什么不能做，他们就把它整理归纳出来，一共这613条。
I'm sorry, 613. And then if you look at all the Moses law and you wrote down what they can do and what you can't do, it's also 613.
那这个当然，这个教法师哈，这个法利赛人他是很懂的。
So you could see that this law, expert in the law, understands this very well.
所以36节他是说，律法上的诫命哪一条最大？
So he went to ask him which of this law is the greatest.
好，那本来这个诫命哈，这个诫命有大小，这个本来主耶稣都讲过的。
What is the greatest and not greatest? Jesus had already said this before.
马太福音第五章。
If you look at Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音五章。从第十七节到二十节，这里就是主在讲成全律法的事。
So it tells you all the commandments and fulfillments of the law.
主他说他来不是要废掉律法和先知，是要成全。
Jesus said he's not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
第十九节说，无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国里要成为最小的。但无论何人遵行这诫命中这遵行这诫命又教训人遵行，他在天国里要成为大的。
19. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven, but whoever practices and teaches this command will be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
好，你就看到说这里主说这个诫命当中最小的，你如果把它废除了，然后就教训你又这样做，在天国是最小。
So if you break one of these commandments and teaches others to do the same, then you'll be the least in the kingdom of heaven.
其实你看这个律法这么多条，人如果想要借着行律法而达到完全，然后得救是不可能的，因为犯一条就犯众条。
So you see that there are so many commandments, and it is really impossible because if you break just one of these, then you can't enter heaven.
哦，所以今天你看。主他说他来要把这个诫命成全了
，but
成全在他身上。
Said he is coming to fulfill them on his body.
那主就跟他说，那个最大的是什么？你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
And Jesus said, "What is the greatest one? But that to love the Lord your God with your heart, your soul, and your mind."
其次，就是第二条也是一样，爱人如己，跟人有关系的。
And the second is similar; it has to do with human.
所以意思就是说，你一定要先把用你的整个人呢去爱神。
Meaning that you must use your whole body to love the Lord your God.
把神当作生命当中最重要的。
To put him as the greatest and the first in your heart.
然后接下来要用这样的爱去爱别人。
And then second, to use this type of love to love other people.
但是爱人，主没有要求我们说要尽心、尽力、尽意，没有。
But you see that you loving other people, you don't have to use all your heart, soul, and mind.
对人，他说要爱人如己。
It just says to love others as yourself.
表示说，我们真的本身要知道说，我们的生命是从主来的，我们会懂得珍惜我们的生命。
Meaning that we know that our life is from God and we value our life.
我们会照顾我们自己。
We will take care of ourselves.
我们知道什么是好的。
We know what is good.
然后要把我们要这样的精神去关心别人。
And we have to use this type of spirit to take care of other people.
这个是 利未记十九章里面律法里面特别强调说爱人如己。
So this is actually emphasized, this part of loving others in Leviticus chapter 19.
好，所以现在主他特别强调说，你今天对神哦，一定要把它摆在你生命当中最重要的部分，要全心全意。
So you see that we put God in the most important position, and we have to love Him with our heart, our soul, our mind.
主在马太福音第六章说，我们如果先求神的国、神的义啊。我们所需用的吃什么喝什么穿什么他都加给我们。
And in Matthew chapter 6 it says if we pursue first after the kingdom of God then anything that we need will be given to us.
那我们其实今天如果能够有什么爱心展现出来，都是因为神先爱我们，他的爱先让我们的生命更新起来了。
And if we show love to other people it's because we have first received love from God and that God's love have revived our lives.
我们今天如果对主耶稣他这个救恩有感动的，我们一定会想要回报他。
If we are moved by the gospel of Jesus, then we will want to repay him.
我们来看一下哥林多前书第十六章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians.
那如果我们不要这样做的话。
And what happens if we don't do this?
哥林多前书第十六章，这是保罗的信，他这样写。
1 Corinthians 16 is Paul's letter, and this is what he wrote.
看第二十二节。
Verse 22.
哥林多前书十六章二十二节，保罗最后他问安这个信要结尾的时候，若有人不爱主，这个人是可诅可咒，主必要来。
1 Corinthians 16:22. In the final greetings, Paul wrote, "If anyone does not love the Lord, curse be on him. Come, O Lord."
他这里讲到如果不爱主的人、啊、是可咒诅的。
If anyone does not love the Lord, he can be cursed.
那其实哥林多前书你看他然后最后他讲的就是最后那个从死里复活。
You could see that at the very end, he always talked about the resurrection of Jesus.
我们一定要竭力多做主工，不会落空。
That we need to do more work for Jesus.
那最后要领受这个生命的冠冕的。
So that we may receive the crown.The internal crown of righteousness.
那所以这个如果爱主人，他一定会侍奉，一定会尽力去做工的。
So those who love the Lord will work diligently.
好，所以保罗最后提醒一句话说，如果有人不爱主啊，这个人可咒诅了。
And Paul reminded that if anyone does not love the Lord, a curse be on him.
那如果这样的话，那又怎样得永生呢？
And if you have a curse, how can you receive the internal life?
所以今天我们要真的要去好好想说主他所告诉我们的。
So today we must ponder upon what Jesus Christ told us.
好，那主耶稣他的整个生命都已经展现说什么叫做全心全意的去完成天父旨意的这一个在世上的生活。
And Jesus Christ has already shown us with his life what it means to serve the Lord with all your heart and your mind and your soul.
主耶稣说，你看，如果我们能够尽力尽心的去爱神，又能够爱人如己，这就是整个诫命律法的总纲。总结在这两件事情上。
Jesus Christ says that if we can know how to love the Lord our God with our heart, mind, soul, and to love others as ourselves, all the laws and commandments hang on these two commandments.
所以主耶稣他的生命其实就在完成这个神的要求。
So Jesus Christ's life is to fulfill this request from God.
主来的是要成全，所以如何成全，就是在主耶稣的身上看到。
He comes to fulfill, and that fulfillment you can see in his life.
他是如何的在意这个天父的要求？
And how that he have adhered to the request from God.
他将他所听到在天上所听到都讲给他的门徒听。
Whatever he heard in heaven, he had spoken to his disciples.
而且还不断的为他们祷告。
And he prayed continuously for them.
就是要让他们真的得到永生的。
So that they may truly receive eternal life.
让我们这样子来查考神的话语，
so、
照着去做。
Study the words of God, and we act accordingly to His words.
你看，我们每天读圣经，其实会让我们对主的要求更明白。
Every day we read the Bible, and we understand better the request.
我们也真的相信这样做一定有永生。
And we truly, firmly believe that if we do this, we will receive eternal life.
我们最后来看约翰福音第五章。
That's last flip to John chapter 5.
第三十九节。
Verse 39.
约翰福音五章三十九节。
John chapter 5, verse 39.
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me.
我们今天查考旧约圣经、新约圣经，主所说的这一切话，真的是相信他所说的永生的。
Today we study the Old Testament and the New Testament and Jesus' word because we believe he has eternal life.
圣经里面都在为耶稣基督做见证，我们愿意来跟从他。
Because the Bible testifies about Jesus Christ and we follow him.
不管谁来，都可以得到的。
And no matter who comes, they can always receive it.
我们来到他面前得生命。
We come before him to receive life.
我们的生命是丰盛的。
And our life is abundant.
我们在世上一定是蒙福的。
And we will be blessed in this life.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn together.
180首。
180.